Welcome to the standing yoga sequence. Ensuring that you have a place where you can stand and sit with legs outstretched, arms out to the side, where you can move freely and not be bumping into things or being disturbed. You may also wish to have a towel or a yoga mat down on the floor. Taking time to come into that standing position with the feet about hip distance apart. Shoulders are at ease. Bringing your attention and your awareness into the body. Just taking a moment here to notice how you are. How is your body feeling today? You're welcome at this point in time or at any time when we're doing a pause or reflecting in this practice to close your eyes, if that feels comfortable and okay for you. Just noticing in the body if there's anything tingling or calling for attention. Just making note of however you are, knowing that there's no need to change anything today in this practice, in this moment. And opening the eyes gently if you've had them closed when you're ready. And bringing your attention also now to the breath, to the inhale and the exhale. And knowing that at any point throughout today's practice, you can bring your awareness back to your breath. And so now let's begin. Taking a gentle inhale, bending the knees, bringing the arms up nice and slow, continuing up to whatever height feels comfortable and okay for you, knowing that this position is fine where your arms are more at a T or in a Y, or with the arms reaching up towards the ceiling. Just holding the arms here for a moment. Bringing your awareness into the body experience in this moment in time. Becoming aware of any sensations you might be feeling in the arms, the shoulders, or the back. And knowing that at any time throughout any posture, if the length of time that I'm holding the pose is too long for you, you are welcome to slowly and mindfully either come out of the posture in your own time or make a modification, such as in this case, lowering the arms. And now everyone together lowering the arms all the way down to the side again. Just taking a moment to notice how this feels. And now bringing the arms back up, this time to a T, so the arms are on each side straight out. Turning now the palms up to the ceiling. And then turning the palms down. And doing this a few more times on your own speed. Really noticing what's going on in the mind right now as we're doing this. Are there any thoughts that are coming up or judgments? Are you feeling any intensity in the arms? And remembering that there should be at no point in this practice any pain. So lowering the arms down. And pausing here for a moment. And now reaching the right arm up, you can bring it up in front of you, up to a diagonal position, or even slightly more pointing towards the ceiling. You can also bring the arm out to the right, out to the side, if that's more comfortable for you. Listening to your body, knowing, feeling, and sensing what you need today. And we're going to reach gently up as if we're reaching for an apple in a tree. And as we bring our weight into the right side, extending that left foot out to the side, to the left side, on the toe, balancing. Just feeling that. What are you noticing right now? Is there any striving or any sense of competition and feeling that you should be reaching higher or longer? And listening for any signals of pain and remembering that you can modify the pose. And now bringing that foot in if you've had it out. Bringing the arm down and relaxing it down by your side. Moving to the other side now, lifting up in front or to the side to whatever height feels okay for you, depending on your body and how you're feeling today. And it might be different on one side or the other side. And reaching now with that left arm, always erring on the side of caution. If you have any pain in your neck or your shoulder, really listening to that and modifying or adapting as you need. And then leaning into that left leg, that left foot, perhaps reaching the right foot out to the side, balancing on the toe. And then feeling what that is like in the body, being curious and exploring. Is this the same? Does it feel the same as it did on the other side? Is there something different in what you're feeling in your body? Just really bringing an attitude of discovery and exploration to the practice. And then when you feel ready on your own time, bringing that arm down and bringing the foot in if you've had the foot out, and bringing your weight now to both feet equally. Noticing what's happening for you now. You're welcome to close your eyes in these pauses if that's helpful to get in touch with what's happening in the body. But knowing that, of course, at any time, if the eyes closed is too intense, that you can open them gently. And now returning to an earlier posture that we began with, bringing the arms all the way up past your shoulders, if able. Seeing where the boundaries are for you today. What's possible? What do you feel is your edge? Remembering that any posture we do is okay for you not to do. You can choose to just simply rest in mountain pose, which we started with. Let's now bend gently towards the left. So making a C or a crescent shape with your body, the right side of the body and the right hip are pushing outward to the right, and you're curving everything towards the left. And how is your mind dealing with this intensity? And then gently coming back up to the center, resting the arms here for a moment. And simply noticing if this is a challenging posture for you. How are you responding to that challenge? Are you trying to strive and push through any pain, or are you able to bring a feeling of gentle acceptance? And now bringing the arms up again, we will now move to the other side. So choosing the height that you prefer, and now bending to the other side, to the right. So bringing the left side of the body here and the left hip, moving out to that left direction. As you arch and bend into the other direction, which is the right. And how are you feeling? Remembering that there's no right or wrong way to feel as we practice these different postures. And choosing when you come out of this pose in your own time. Noticing how it feels to gently transition back out with the arms straight up and then gently floating the arms down from whatever height they were. And just pausing here for reflection. Moving now into some gentle shoulder rolls. Standing with the knees slightly bent, the pelvis is tucked just slightly, arms hanging down by your side. Bringing the shoulders forward and slightly rounding the back. And bringing the shoulders up towards the ears, gently squeezing them towards the back, and then bringing them down. So making full circles here, doing some on your own time, moving backwards with the circles. And then when you're ready, switching directions. So bringing the shoulders back, then up, forward and down. And doing a few on your own here. And if you're used to doing shoulder rolls very quickly, just playing with the speed and seeing what happens. And when you're complete, pausing with the arms hanging down. And noticing and paying attention to if the mind has wandered. Did the mind wander during that sequence of shoulder rolls? And if so, were you able to notice where it wandered? This is really a practice also of not judging. So if the mind has wandered, knowing that this is what minds do, and just bringing some gentle friendliness to the practice and bringing your attention then back to whatever posture, body part we're moving. So taking a moment to just listen to your body and feel if it just needs to move or shake, or perhaps your ankles have felt tight or your feet. Feel the impact of those poses we've just done. Just doing some self-care right now with gentleness, lightness, allowing yourself to just feel and move as you need. Taking maybe a breath or two in and out. Knowing that in this practice, as we move, there's really no special way to breathe. We're not trying to prolong or shorten the breath or change how we're breathing. So just letting the breath come and go naturally as it is. Now we're going to combine a few of these moves together. You can choose to have your arms out at the side, similar to when we were doing palms up, palms down. You may also decide you prefer to have your hands on your hips, which is fine. The hands can also rest by the side. We will be lifting the leg. So I invite you, when we do this, to start with the toe. So extend the leg out, start with the toe. And if you choose to then lift the leg, you can do so. But it's perfectly fine to have the toe on the ground. There's no specific right or wrong with this posture. Really seeing what you need today. So bringing the weight into the left foot, bringing that right foot out to the side and resting your right toe. Inhaling and bringing the arms up to whatever height is okay for you without any pain. And then leaning even more into that left side, bending that left knee slightly, being creative here and exploring and investigating how high or not would I like to bring my right foot up off the ground. So the arms are in a T, the left leg is solid and strong, and you will likely wobble here. This is definitely a balancing posture, so being kind and gentle and being aware if any judgment is coming up. And then bringing that right toe down, bringing it back to match the other leg. And at your own time, slowly lowering the arms down. How was that for you? Did you notice any thought patterns that might be there, present in this moment, as you were balancing and wobbling and wiggling? And now moving to the other side. So bringing the weight into that right leg, lifting up the left leg slightly, bringing that left foot out and resting on the big toe, taking a breath in and raising the arms out to the side or having the hands on the hips, bending that right leg slightly and choosing, discovering on this side what feels like an exploration and okay today. Maybe lifting that leg up, maybe even a couple of centimeters or more. How is the body feeling? Any tension or obstacles that you're feeling to this movement, to this pose? Is your mind chattering away with self-doubt or negative talk? And if so, can you become aware of it? And remembering that we're listening to our body and you can come out of the posture at any point or modify. So maybe now resting that left toe down, coming out of the posture gently, bringing that left foot to join the right foot, and then slowly, gently releasing the arms back down to the side. And if the mind has wandered into storytelling or judgments, just once again and again, bringing the mind back to the practice, to the body. This is something minds do, and we find ourselves again and again noticing the thoughts and just gently bringing them back. back into the body experience, back into sensation. And now bringing the hands to the hips, slightly bending the knees. We're going to do a gentle twist to the right. So seeing how this feels for you, turning your torso to the right, and then exploring, depending on how your body feels today, how it is to turn the head even a bit further to the right. But if you experience any pain in the neck or sharpness, noticing it and bringing the head or the twist back slightly, or bringing your attention to that area, maybe can change the sensation you're feeling. And as we hold this posture, becoming aware if the mind has wandered. Are you projecting ahead to untwisting already? Are you becoming impatient? Being present with whatever is arising. And now slowly untwisting the head and the neck if you have twisted them. And untwisting the torso and the shoulders now back to center. And now we twist to the other side, so twisting to the left, bending the knees slightly, bringing that left elbow back, the right elbow forward. And if it's okay for you in this moment, turning the head further to the left, noticing knowing that any particular posture is not really supposed to feel a certain way. It's really just a movement that might bring a certain feeling or sensation to you. Coming out of the posture when it feels right for you, turning the head and the neck first, and then the shoulders and the torso back to center, releasing the hands. Taking a pause to notice, feel, listen. And then bringing your attention back gently into the body. And then coming back into mountain posture. We will begin again with the arms up. So coming up the sides into a T and extending further up, or bringing the arms forward in front and then rising to a diagonal or with arms, fingertips straight up. Listening to what you feel is the edge in this moment now. And then tightening the abdominal slightly, bending the knees, almost sticking the butt out a little bit. Just rolling forward gently, listening to your back and knowing that any amount that you decide to roll forward is just fine. So choosing, adapting as you need. And if you're able to let the head fall, so it's almost as though you're looking back between your legs, noticing your breath as you inhale and exhale. And are there any thoughts that have arisen for you as you're hanging here or folding forward? Placing the hands now on the hips. And gently rolling up vertebrae by vertebrae, back up to a standing position. Noticing the impact of that posture, whatever it is for you. And bringing the arms up again, rising up gently, folding again into that same forward fold, letting the back round, and either choosing to hang as we did before, or if you would like to experiment, as you inhale, lifting the right arm up in front, you might find it helpful to just lift your back and how far you're folded up just slightly. So lifting that right arm up, the palm can be facing down. And then on your next inhale, letting that right arm gently float back down, pausing here. And then lifting that left arm, pointing it forward. So the arm is almost parallel with the floor, or just reaching out. And then letting that arm float back down, bringing the hands to the hips again, being aware of how your body is feeling or if any emotions are arising, and then slowly rolling back up again. Just take a moment to notice the impact of that posture as your hands are now down at your side in mountain pose. Sometimes our practice can reflect back to us the way that we deal with our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions in our daily life. So if anything came up for you as you were doing this forward fold, or at any point throughout the practice, just making note of what's arising and how you're responding. And also noticing here a link between the feelings and the body sensations. And if your eyes have been closed, opening them gently, bringing those arms up again and having those arms out at a diagonal or up towards the ceiling, but a diagonal can be helpful here. Bending the knees, we're going to sit back as if we're sitting in a chair. So sticking your buttocks out back and reaching the arms forward in front of you in the opposite direction and bending those knees and just noticing how this feels. And what if you bring your arms at more of a diagonal versus more parallel or down? What does that do? Does it change anything? And then gently coming out of that posture by straightening up the legs and letting the arms gently float back down. Just pausing here to notice the effects of that posture. Perhaps there's a difference in body temperature or tingling. Perhaps you've noticed a sense of challenge or competition with yourself. And remembering that no matter how many times we've done a certain posture, that every time we do it, it's a new experience. So really bringing a sense of a beginner's mind to the practice. We remember this now as we move into a balancing posture of tree pose. So just as we did before, bringing the weight into the left foot, this time turning the right knee out and again balancing on that right foot with the big toe. So the left leg is straight, the right leg is bent, and you're just balancing on this right toe. There are many variations for this posture. So you may choose to have your hands on your hips, arms out at the side in a T, arms up in a Y, arms straight up, fingertips pointing to the ceiling. So choosing here what feels right for you. And then also, you may decide what to do with that right foot. So you can leave it in this posture here with the toe down, or You may wish to bring the bottom of the foot and the heel up to the shin. So experimenting, discovering, being creative in your tree pose today, and knowing that this is a wobbly posture. So being okay with that. And when you're ready, bringing the arms down, bringing that right knee forward, however it is, and bringing the right foot down. And switching now to the other side. So right leg is solid, right foot solid on the ground, left knee bent out towards the left, up on your left toes, the left heel is on the right ankle. Choosing your arm position, hands on hips, or further up and extended in however you choose to do so. So noticing how this is for you. And then when you're ready, releasing the arms and releasing the leg. Coming now to a seated position. And bringing the feet together. Legs are bent out to the side. You can also play with how far out your feet are from your buttocks. And just feeling perhaps a stretch here in your hips, in your legs, your ankles. You may choose to round your back a bit or lean forward slightly. And then coming up from that stretch, releasing the legs, releasing the hands. Stretching the legs out front, in front of you. So legs are stretched out. You may wish to have a towel or a bolster if you have from yoga, or just even a blanket under your knees if you have very tight hamstrings. So you can keep this posture. Alternatively, if you choose, you may have the left foot extended out, the left leg straight, the right leg is bent, and then slightly bending that right leg down. So your right heel and your right bottom of the foot is against the left leg. So whichever leg is bent, if it feels too much to have it straight on the floor, you're going to have something under that bent knee. So right leg bent, left leg straight, toes pointing up. We're going to inhale our arms just as we did when we were standing. And now gently bringing yourself into a bit of a forward fold, again, like we did when we were standing. Listening to your body, knowing your limits. And then gently coming up from that stretch, releasing any props you might have put there. Bringing that right knee back up now, straighten that right leg, adjust anything you need to. So the right leg is now straight, the left leg is going to bend. So bring the knee up to your chest, then tilt the left knee down. Left foot is against the right leg. Bringing your posture straight, if that's possible for you. Looking towards that right foot. Inhaling, bringing the arms up, arms stretched out, palms facing each other. And then if you choose, gently doing a forward fold over that right leg. Noticing the breath and noticing how the body feels. And then coming up from that posture, bringing the left leg now in line with the right leg straight out. And now we will gently move ourselves into our final relaxation pose.
You may wish to have a blanket on you if you get cold. So coming down to a lying position on your back. Legs are stretched out. Arms are down by your side. Feeling the effect of this practice on your body. And noticing if you have any thoughts or feelings that are arising in this moment. Noticing the breath. Just accepting whatever is here, present in this moment now. Knowing that there's no specific way that you need to be feeling or any particular body sensations. And if your eyes have been closed, gently opening them, starting to move the fingers and the toes, and just gently opening the eyes if they were closed, coming gently onto one side, slowly, and then making your way up to a seated position that's comfortable for you. And bringing your awareness now into the space and into this room and into the contact points of your body with the floor. As we close off this standing yoga practice.